You see, the idea, I'm not talking about who is this rabbi or who is not. The idea is that when we're talking about love, we have to understand what love is about. And love is not something that you look from the outside. I love you, love you, love. That's not love. Real love is something that comes from inside. In other words, when we talk about the day of love, as we said, the idea of love is a very deep idea. And it's the, let's say, the Gemara tells us, Lo hayu yamim tovim liYisrael ke 15 be'av yom kippur. So it's so important, like so happy days. Why? Because those girls going around in the outside and dancing, as we said, it's the combination of the spiritual with the physical. It's the voice of the music. And we all know when we hear music, it elevates us. That's the spirit. That's the neshama. So in other words, the voice is the neshama. It's the spiritual part getting into our ears, and we put it into action while we dance. Dancing is also a very important part. In other words, the dancing is the soul going into action through the body. And that's exactly how we build the neshama and the body. And if we connect them, then we function. And that's the whole idea of everything. So in other words, when they go around and dance, what do they really tell us? We want to fulfill our task in life and take the life with somebody, with a boy, be together and put the spiritual part in it. That's real love. Love is not something from the outside or the action, what we do while we do love. Love is much more than this. And that's exactly the idea of the basic of all the Torah. Ve'ahavta l'racha kamocha. Real love is really love that combines the physical part with the spiritual part. And that is our job. And not, as we said, the Christian, for example, that they separate themselves from all joys of life, because to be holy, you need to be only spiritual. So if in this case, you should stay up there and not come down. You stay, if the important thing is only the neshama, so we don't need the body. So why did we come here? Why did we come here? And why did God create it all? Because God is telling us, I created all of this for whom? For you. To use it. Just look not to spoil it. That's what God is telling us. Use it in the better way. Don't spoil it. In other words, everything in this world we should use. And you shouldn't be ashamed that you have money. And you shouldn't be ashamed that you have a nice home. And you why? Baruch Hashem, God gave it to you. But use it in a proper way. And as we said, when we're talking about love, as we see Moshe Rabbeinu, he's not going into Eretz Yisrael, and he knows that if he's asking once again, the last parsha, he's going to get in. But God told him, if you go in, it means that Am Yisrael are going to be affected. They're not going to go in, they're going to die, Chas v'Sholom. Just, if this is the case, I'm not going in. As we said, this is the test of love. If you love somebody, and you stand in front of a show, of a game you want to play, or as we said, in the front of getting into Gan Eden, into paradise, and they're telling you, you can go in, but your friend is not going in. What do you do? That's the test. If you love, you don't go in without your friend. If you don't care, so you go in. It's, for example, you go and stand, hide, you know, all the youngsters, they hide chicken. Tram, they take trams. How do you say, how do you call it in English? Hitchhiking. So you hitchhike, and comes a car, you are 2, 3, 4, doesn't matter who. It says, okay, I can only take 2. One has to stay. What do you do? Do you leave your friend in the middle of nowhere, going on the tram, and he's going to stay alone there? If you leave him there, sorry, you cannot say, I love you. You don't love him. Because if you love him, you don't leave him alone. And it's all, everything in life, it's all small tests. And this is also the understanding that, yes, we do worship God, and we want him to give reward, but we don't worship God because we want the reward. We worship God because he wants to give the reward. And even as I told you about my friend, he was working, and somebody else took the credit. So, he didn't feel good with it. But that's exactly the point. If you are in a committee, as we said, to do good for other people, and there are a lot of things like this, and at the end of the day comes this lady and takes all the credit for herself. I did. And you're sitting yourself, hey, what did you do? I did everything.
That happens many times.
I know. That's what I'm talking about. I see it every day. You see those big shots standing on top of there and saying, we did this. And you say, hey, what did you do? You didn't do nothing. I know that Moshe Yankel did and Ruti did and that. You didn't do anything. You're just taking the credit. But the thing is now, those people involved, are they going on with the job? Or because he took the credit, they're going to stop? It hurts that somebody else takes the credit. I'm sure it hurts. But why do you do things? We are human beings. It is going to hurt us. But at the end of the day, the test is, the next day, do I come again to do good to those people or not? If I come again, it means that I'm not doing it for the reward. I'm not doing it for the credit. I'm doing it because I want to help people. That's love. That's real love. And I think this is one of the big lessons of our parsha. And the parsha is talking about putting our heart into worshipping God. Heart, all the time the heart, because otherwise it's got no meaning. If everything you do is only from the outside, but there's nothing inside, that's not love. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us also, in order to get to this level, you have to do things via eked. Yes, you do things and because of it you get rewarded. But as we said, first of all, you're not working for the reward. Secondly, it's not a reward. It's really the tools for you to do the job in the best way. Like this guy in the high-tech company. When he goes into this company, he's got all the facilities and everything there. But we also, there's something we must not forget. You know, we're seeing it a lot of times, that this guy is working in this beautiful job, getting beautiful salary, unbelievable conditions. But one day, they call him, we don't need you anymore. And then what does he go out with? A small box with all his belongings, with some nothing, and all the beautiful building behind him, with the gym, and with the swimming pool, and with the tools, and with the lunches, and with the restaurant, and with the coffee, and everything stayed behind. And he comes out with this small box. It's the same thing with us. We have to understand the tools that we get in this world. We have to use them in the right way. So when we go out of this world, we don't come with a small box. We go out with a big box, with a lot of mitzvahs, with a lot of things that we did, because that's the only thing we take with us. And here, nobody said we should suffer. You know, this is something, you know, sometimes you see people then don't understand what the Torah really wants from us. We should work very hard in order to achieve parnoso, and you should kill yourself to learn Torah. But if you, this is the outside. If you understand what the Torah really means, yes, you should kill yourself for the Torah, but it doesn't mean you have to suffer while you're doing it. The suffer is learning, trying hard to learn, but the tools could be beautiful tools. If this is going to help you to worship God, the better tool you've got, the better job you're going to do. And that's what you're asking God, Vayayim Shamoa, with listen to God. If you do the job and use the tools the right way, what is God going to do? Give you more tools. Not a reward. And at the end of the day, we have to also, okay, I'm going to get a reward in the next world. Don't think about it. Because that's not what's important. What is important, do we love God or we don't? And now, and this would end. If you love God, you love human being. If you love human being, you love God. Why? Because we are created in the image of God. In other words, if I love you, you and you, it means that I love God. So that's v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. That's the idea. And v'ahavta l'recha kamocha is, as we said, the test is, what are you willing, when it comes to the point, if you really love, what are you going to do? And that's exactly the point. And this is one, it's a lot of beautiful things in our parsha that we can talk. And maybe we finish with this. We said, v'ata Yisrael ma'ashem elokecha. Says, and now, what is God asking you? Fear the fear of God that will lead you to do the ways, and to love him. In other words, the most important thing, as we said, love, is to get to the level of love. How do we get to the level of love? From yirah, from fear, but not the fear of God that we think. Understanding who God is. and understanding how he loves us. And he wants to give us everything, and he's got the power to give us everything. So then we realize how great God is. Your fear is that God is going to leave you. Not going to punish you. He's not going to care about you. That's the fear of God. And if you think like this, what's the next level? Love. You get to the highest love that you can get. And he says, God to you, Ve'ata, and now, what is now? And I saw a beautiful explanation, and I didn't realize it till now. He says, Ve'ata is now. Okay, what now? He says, even if you sinned, and Am Yisrael sinned in the desert and did a lot of things. He says, Ata, even though, what is God telling you? I don't care. Do tshuva. Change your ways from today. In other words, Ve'ata, now, when we sit here, this is the time. We can change everything. Doesn't matter what we did yesterday. That's God. He loves us. That's the love of God. He says, okay, you did something wrong. Never mind. Now, change it. Change it to the good. And if you change it to the good, I'm going to give you the best tools, and you're going to get rewarded. This is Ve'ahavta l'racha kamocha. This is Ekev. And this is Ve'ata Yisrael, what God wants of. What's for us. Look around. See the creation. See the love of God. And if we see this, we understand what's the whole idea of Tu Be'av. What's the whole idea of the day of love? It's a very important day. Because if you really understand what's love all about, go ahead.